this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another live edition of the broadcast. Just before we went on the air, I wasn't sure that we were going to be able to do the show tonight simply because where our broadcast network is located is right in the middle of this giant snowstorm, which it's even harder for me to fathom that anywhere in the U.S. is presently having snow because it's been so beautiful here in Florida. I mean, our winter has really been over for weeks. I mean, it's just hard to believe winter is still going on, but thanks to the engineering staff up at our network in Minneapolis for somehow getting to their studios and being able to run the show tonight. We've got a great program lined up for you tonight. In hour number two, our good friend, Bible prophecy expert and filmmaker, L.A. Marzulli, is here to discuss the sequel to his movie about Fatima, which was so fascinating. He was with us several weeks ago talking about Fatima. Well, now there's the sequel, Fatima 2. And I watched it today, just riveting, just such interesting information about this event that happened over 100 years ago in Portugal. And again, we're not doing this to insult our Catholic friends. I think our Catholic friends are probably the most interested in what L.A. Marzulli has been able to find in his research into what really did happen at Fatima. Next week in hour number two, this is going to be really fun. We're going to have with us a guy by the name of Jan Lewin. Now, Jan is known by many, many people across the world, especially up in the Northeast, where he went by the nickname the Polka King. And there was recently a movie made about his life starring Jack Black, and a very, very fascinating story. It was recently featured on American Greed, the story of his life, which he ends up in prison due to being convicted of financial crimes after touring the world as the Polka King. It's an incredible story, and Jan has now relocated here to Florida. He's been released from prison, and I really wanted to get with him and have him share his story, and I don't know that he's done any full-length, full-hour interviews like he's agreed to do with us, but Jan Lewin, the Polka King himself, will be here next week in hour number two. All right, a lot to get into this hour. Of course, tonight is the big night. The buildup is over. It's going to happen in, 45 minutes, 50 minutes from now. ABC will be airing the interview with James Comey. I know that's not good broadcasting strategy to tell you about something that's probably more exciting that's going to be happening somewhere else, but that's why people have TiVos, right? And I know a lot of you, in any case, listen on the download. I find this whole thing with James Comey just so very, very fascinating. The first thing I want to say is, here is a guy who, if you ever watched any of his testimony that he gave on Capitol Hill, he's got to be one of the most awkward guys that you want to even just look at or listen to. I mean, to begin with, he's like almost 7 foot tall, which, set that aside, but he just has this just awkward way of not answering questions. And he has this sort of patronizing tone, which is, look, I know what's best, and I can't really comment on that. I can't really tell you what you want me to tell you about that. He's just, he seems like someone, honestly, that is just one of these people that has a narcissistic personality disorder. And here's where I'm going with this. Here's a guy who is fired by the president, and instead of, you know, taking a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years, and sort of, you know, regrouping, this is the same guy who repeatedly, over and over, hundreds and hundreds of times in testimony, said he could not comment on various so-called pending investigations, pending matters. He can't comment on those things. Well, here's a guy who went from that he can't say anything because these are still pending matters, to now writing what is tantamount to a tabloid type book. And from what we already know so far, he's contradicted himself in the book multiple times, and he's contradicted what he said outside of the book as well. There are just too many curves that this guy has to go in. And what's interesting is he's now getting heat from both sides, from Republicans and Democrats. We've got, for example, Lanny Davis, of all people, Lanny Davis, former President Clinton, former lawyer to President Clinton, is now, as of today, on television calling James Comey a liar. And remember, you know, Comey came out with the whole letter writing about the Clinton email situation, disclosing that to Congress. Hillary feels that that is what cost her the election in the final days. We really don't know, but there's so much evidence now about he's, for example, in the book, really pointing the finger at Loretta Lynch, former attorney general, suggesting that the fix was in for Hillary and Loretta Lynch was not having a discussion about grandkids on the tarmac with Bill Clinton in Phoenix. The implication there is that he knew that the fix was in. But if he knew the fix was in, where was his integrity back then? It seems like he has this selective integrity to stand forward. So in the case of Trump, he's going to stand up to Trump, expose all these things. And he takes things that can be interpreted in any number of ways and spins them the absolute darkest way you can. For example, when Trump met with him and asked him for his loyalty, he then compares Trump to a mob boss, suggesting that Trump was looking for the kind of loyalty by asking that a mafioso boss would be asking for. That's reading a lot into something. I mean, if I meet with a new employee and ask them to be loyal to my company, that's all it means. If you want to then read into it that somehow I'm a mafioso boss because I'm asking for loyalty, there's a lot of things like that in this book that we already know where exaggeration, hyperbole would not even be good words that would be accurate to describe. I think in the end, what it looks like here is Comey, I think, was probably taken advantage of by his publisher. He probably came in rattling off all of these things that he could say. They probably sat down with him, got him to agree to put all of these, obviously almost every sentence, if not every other sentence in that book is a headline maker. And they got him in there and he wanted to get his revenge. And revenge is a horrible, horrible emotion. It's a horrible motivator. And it looks like Comey may have jumped the shark with this book, literally gone so far in so many directions that in the end he's discredited himself and really brought a stain to the FBI. Just completely unbecoming of an FBI director going, you know, into retirement after just a few months to write such a book. All right, a lot to get into tonight. Bitcoin, an update on the robocall settlement, a lot happening with nationwide sales tax. We'll have it all for you. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, it has been a hectic last couple of weeks as I work feverishly to finish my latest book, which I'm expecting the book to be out probably, I'm estimating, within 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. It's going to be a Kindle book and also available as a print book through Amazon.com. It's called The 90-Minute Bitcoin Quick Start. And I decided to write this book because, honestly, there's nothing out there, honestly, that you can find that really gives you a good overview of Bitcoin, what it is, how to get started without being scammed, and also getting into some of the other coins if you want to go beyond Bitcoin. It's the idea behind the book is that you can sit down and read it in 90 minutes and then go on your way and get started with Bitcoin. It's a book, it's complicated though, because normally as a writer, if you sit down and let's say you're going to pound out 1,000 words a day or 2,000 words a day, you can't just write and write and write when you're working on a book like this, because there's so much research involved, so much math involved when you're explaining these things. And then sometimes you'll just kind of stare at the page and rewrite the same paragraph 10 times to make it simple enough that the average non-technical, non-investment, non-cryptocurrency person is going to get it. And so that's what this book is. I'm really excited about it because I have thoughts that perhaps it really could become like the starter guide, the starter book for people wanting to get into Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. We'll get into cryptocurrency here in just a moment. This story today, just passing this along, this is among today's top news stories. Former First Lady Barbara Bush, by the way, who is 92 years old. She is at home, surrounded by family, apparently not pursuing any more medical treatment. In fact, CBS News, in error, actually published her obituary this weekend. She is still alive, but the family is around her, and we are being told that her condition is worsening. So that is concerning, but she's 92, right? She's had a great life, 92. I don't know how many grandkids, great-grandkids. Husband was president. One of her sons was president. Another son was a governor. I mean, what a family. So she has our best wishes and prayers with her and her family tonight. Okay, so back to Bitcoin. If you haven't been following what's been going on in the last few weeks, it's really just been horrible. The crypto bloodbath, as it's being called, some of the cryptocurrencies down by 50%, some down by well more than 50%. Bitcoin was down, I don't know, it was like in the 6,000s, high 6,000s, mid 6,000s. A lot of this, however, interestingly enough, has been caused by tax selling. This is really the first year that people have kind of had to face the reality that they had to pay taxes on their Bitcoin profits for a couple of reasons. Some people just bought cryptocurrency and held it, and until you sell it, there's not a profit. It's just like a stock. But also with all of the guidance coming out from the IRS, and you kind of don't have any more wiggle room if you're a cryptocurrency person to say, I didn't know it was taxable. I didn't know I had to pay taxes. So the theory behind these lower prices is that people are selling part of their holdings to come up with the money to pay their taxes. Probably right, because in the last few days, we've seen a reversal in the markets. And we're looking at Bitcoin right now, almost 8,500, looking very strong. If you go to coinmarketcap.com, pretty much across the board, we've got green. We have coins moving up now for several days. So it looks like that might have been the reason behind it. I mean, who knows? Cryptocurrency markets are very hysterical. They move wildly in one direction and another. But one last note here before we move on to other news. There is a story that really caught my eye. Tim Draper, if you remember Tim Draper, he is the venture capitalist from the West Coast that stepped in and bought all of those Bitcoin when the government did that auction of Bitcoin. and he bought just a tremendous amount of Bitcoin. I think his cost per Bitcoin was just like $600. It was a very, very good price level. Well, he is predicting, and this is a smart guy, venture capitalist. He really seems to know his financial markets and has a very good record of making such predictions. There are a lot of predictions out there, but I like this one, and I hope he's right. He says by 2022, Bitcoin will be at $250,000 by 2022. So we're only looking at 4 years from now. 4 years from now. So we're talking about Bitcoin today, $8,500. In 2022, $250,000. And just as I talk about in my book on Bitcoin, which again is not out yet, so a lot of people think that they can buy it. Now I'm getting emails from people asking for the link to buy it. It's not available 2 to 3 more weeks. But you can get started with Bitcoin with like $50 or even $10 if you want to do that, because Bitcoin is divisible by 8 digits past the decimal point. So it's divisible all the way down to, you know, a few cents. So you don't have to put up the $8,500 to buy an entire Bitcoin. But something to look at. I always tell people, look, FOMO, fear of missing out. You don't want to be someone that looks back and says, I could have, should have, wish that I had. This is an opportunity. It's a window. And if you put $100 in, maybe you'll lose your $100. I'll give you that. But on the other hand, what if some of these predictions come true? There's a lot of people, we've had them on our show, that have said Bitcoin could be $1 million for one Bitcoin, $2 million for one Bitcoin. You just don't know. But prices are low. $8,500 is a low price. What was it a year ago around this time? Bitcoin was just a fraction of that. I think Bitcoin was maybe a couple $1,000s this time last year. Then we had almost a $20,000 Bitcoin price around Christmas. And we're back kind of to some levels where it looks like strong support is kicking in around $8,000 on Bitcoin. And it's not just Bitcoin. In fact, the great buys are some of the smaller, lesser known cryptocurrencies that really, really got hit in recent weeks. But my favorite continues to be Ripple XRP. But there's so many others to take a look at. Again, my favorite website to sort of peruse what's available out there is coinmarketcap.com. Coinmarketcap.com. All right. I'm going to get into this after the break, but this robocall settlement where the government made a settlement with three of the major cruise lines for these robocalls. There's $12.5 million set aside that will be given to those that got these calls. And I'm going to have more details on how you can get your share of that money when we come back from the break. Don't miss it.
Reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, it wouldn't be right if we did not give a nod and pay some tribute to radio legend Art Bell that died this past week at the age of 72. Of course, Art Bell, known for his Coast to Coast radio show that he hosted for 2 decades. He was up when most of us were asleep in the middle of the night talking about all things paranormal. And interesting to note his passing on Friday the 13th, just a couple of days ago. Art Bell, member of the Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. A little bit of a look back this week at the testimony of Mark Zuckerberg before we talk about the robocall settlement and all of that. We've got a new article about the robocall settlement, $12.5 million being given away. Looking back at Mark Zuckerberg's testimony this week, the one thing that I kind of left, I was left with in watching it was, I think there's now a realization on the part of not just Facebook, but all of these social media platforms that they are accountable. They are accountable to the government, and they just can't run over people without having some sense of fairness and fair play. Questions were raised about how conservatives are treated versus liberals. And, you know, I'll tell you, I don't have as many bruises as Alex Jones does with regards to the social media companies. But I've had my run-ins with them. I think it was in 2009. I was banned from Twitter for a week. I've had my advertising account suspended at Facebook. Also, my advertising account is suspended at Twitter. I've had posts taken down from Twitter. I believe I'm probably to some degree shadow banned on all of my social media, at least to some extent. My views are being throttled because I'm a conservative. I think that what these social media companies realize this week is, you know what? If we don't want to be heavily regulated, if we don't want to be broken up because we really are a monopoly, we've got to look at a new way of operating here. And seeing someone like Mark Zuckerberg held accountable was really very refreshing, because these are companies where if they decide to shut off your account or ban you, you have no recourse. I mean, their view is, well, our terms of service are we can do whatever we want, and if you don't like it, lump it and go find another social platform. And that's the problem, is they're really – there's a handful of companies that really control the entire internet. And I think that's what came out this week in these hearings. And, you know, on the one hand, I'm a libertarian largely about things like this. But on the other hand, I've got to really wonder, why are there only a handful of companies that are really running the entire internet? Why aren't there more? I mean, for goodness sake, how many different companies make laptop computers? How many different companies make big screen televisions? And on and on and on. Why is it that there's only really one Facebook? And then you have Twitter, right? And then you have Google, and you have Amazon and Snapchat. There's five or six of these companies. And of course, YouTube is run by Google, owned by Google. It seems like a conspiracy to me. I mean, I'm not one to just jump to that conclusion. But why are there only five companies that seem to run everything? And I think that light is being shined into the darkness. And these social media companies are, I mean, for example, there's nowhere you can't even pick up the phone that I know of and even call any of these places and talk to anybody if you have a problem. And I just don't think it's right. I think it's clearly a one-way street. And these companies, they want to operate as like a public commons, where they want, you know, to invite you to come in, share all your contact, all your content, but then they want to be able to decide what's true and what's not true, what's offensive and not offensive, what's hate speech and what is not hate speech. There's got to be some major changes here. There really has to be. I mean, I wish that it could be resolved by just having like 20 or 30 companies that we have to choose from for social media, but that's just not happening, and I don't know why. I really can't explain that to you, why there's not 5 or 10 Facebooks that we have to choose from. But I think it was good to see Mark Zuckerberg have to explain himself. And I think that he went back realizing that, you know what, we can't play the same game that we've been playing. We're going to have to make this a level playing field, fair to all people of all different political viewpoints. And I think that was one good thing that came out of it. Maybe I'm wrong, but that was kind of the feeling I got from it. Now, onto the robocall settlement. So back in August of last year, we announced this. A lot of places, USA Today had a big article, Money Magazine, everybody was talking about this robocall settlement. Now, the deal was, if you got one of these robocalls, which offered you a free cruise, it turned out to be not true, and it was violating FTC rules, robocalls, all those rules about that kind of stuff. So to settle this, the government in federal court, the government came up with a settlement with these three major cruise lines, $12.5 million. So in order to get in on the settlement, you had to go to the website of the like the trustee of the court, and you had to put in your phone number to determine if your phone number was in fact involved with the robocalls. In my case, two of my numbers were on the list, two of my phone numbers. So that meant that I would be entitled to between $300 and $900 per phone call to each of those phone numbers. And so, you know, that's like the maximum I could get is $900 per line. So that means I could get $1,800. Now, the robocall deal was so heavily touted in the media that it turns out that 2 million people have actually put in claims. So if you take 2 million and you divide it into 12.5 million, that's like $6 to each person. So what the court decided to do was, and this was just announced last week, that if you did file by the November deadline, and I know a lot of you did because it was one of our biggest articles, but there's an article at my blog, blog.christianmoney.com, that has all of the details on what you need to do now, because they're asking you to actually send in proof now that the phone numbers that you filed your claim with, that you actually have, that you're associated with those phone numbers. So they want you to, for example, just send in a copy of a phone bill or something like that. Now, people only have 2 weeks to do this. The cutoff is May 1st. So my theory is a lot of people are not going to get those documents in. So this might whittle it down to just a few hundred thousand people, which means that the money's going to be cut up and shared amongst only those claimants that are left, which means this could be a lot of money. So even though it would help me to get more money by not telling you, I'm telling you this tonight, and I just did a big email blast to my entire email list 2 hours ago, letting everybody know about this. And a lot of people are telling me they didn't get the email because it went to the spam filter or whatever, because they did send out an email from the trustee telling us we have to send in this additional information. So go to my blog, blog.christianmoney.com. It's the top article. I just posted it today. And I've got a link to the instructions of what you need to do to be able to get your money if you're one of the 2 million people that put in the claim by November 15th. And this could turn out to be a lot of money. I'm kind of excited about it. It's like, wow, you know what? I mean, what if I ended up, you know, getting a couple thousand dollars from this? That would be fantastic. The money, I guess, is going to be sent out in July. So if you filed and you have a valid claim, take a minute, send in a copy of your phone bill, for goodness sake, and continue on the path towards getting your cut of the $12.5 million. Well, they say this airline is terribly unsafe. I'll tell you who it is after the break. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, for those of you that are new to the show, we are a two-hour broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 Eastern. Of course, you can get the download to replay over at jimparisradio.com. We have all of our different platforms there for you, including apps for your Android and your Apple phones. We also have downloads available through iTunes, Stitcher. We've got the YouTube channel. All of that is available for you over at jimparisradio.com. Okay, this is interesting. Now, I have flown on Allegiant Airlines. Never had any problem at all. In fact, would say I had a great experience. There is a smaller airport outside of Orlando called the Orlando Sanford Airport. So if you've ever been to Orlando, you'll know we have the giant, horrible airport. I call it horrible because it's always under construction. It's just a mess. I don't know why. I mean, you would think with all of the tourist dollars coming into Florida, into Orlando, we would have a nicer airport. It's just a horrible airport. The way it's set up, it's just terrible. The lines for security, in any case, I digress. We have a smaller airport called the Orlando Sanford Airport, and Allegiant flies in and out of that airport. And I have to tell you, I have had wonderful experience taking short flights, like from the Orlando Sanford Airport. You park your car, you walk into the terminal. It's a small airport. It's clean. It's easy to get through security. Get on my Allegiant flight, fly directly into Ohio. I've done that several times. I don't remember. I may have also flown to Chicago on Allegiant. I know I've flown on Allegiant at least a handful of times. Never had any trouble. Never had any trouble. Well, this is apparently a big story. 60 Minutes has an investigative piece with Steve Croft, and the headline is Allegiant Air, the budget airline flying under the radar. And it goes on to say here that Allegiant Airlines, which has 99 planes, is one of the most profitable airlines in the United States. However, they go on here to kind of warn the public that Allegiant is not safe. And they've got even here one of the individuals that they're interviewing by the name of John Goglia, who's an FAA, looks like a an aviation expert. Goglia here in the interview has more than 40 years of experience in the aviation industry. He's one of the people interviewed. He says here that he tells his friends and family, do not fly Allegiant. So, you know, I just don't know about this. I mean, we take a lot on faith, don't we? When we go to an airport and we get on an airline. And the record, the safety record just in general of domestic flights in particular is really incredible when you think, you know, how rare it is anymore that we have plane crashes. You know, I fly from time to time, not as much as I did when I was younger and traveled a lot on business. But you it crosses your mind, doesn't it, when you get into the plane and you strap on your seatbelt and you think, you know what? I mean, this is really a miracle. I'm going to be in this big metal tube going 500 miles per hour. And, you know, we just got back from Italy and Switzerland. That was almost an 11-hour flight. An 11-hour flight. It was like 5,000 and something miles. And I was telling my wife when we were on the flight, I said, this is, you know, we take this for granted. This is a miracle that we could get in this plane in Miami and 10, 11 hours later, we're in Italy. We're landing in Rome. And to think about, you know, even just 50 years ago or 100 years ago, what it would take for somebody in the United States to get to Italy compared to what we have available. But according to this article, I'm just throwing it out there. We don't know here at ChristianMoney.com what's true or not on this. But it's a big 60-minute splash. You can go to CBSNews.com, read the article for yourself, warning about Allegiant Airlines. And speaking of traveling, I read a lot of travel articles, and this is something that continues to come up over and over and over again, this idea of using an incognito browser, as it's called within Chrome, but to use a browser with where the cookies are turned off, where the location is turned off when you're shopping for airfare. And here's another article from the Money Ning blog. That's money and then NING.com, MoneyNing.com. And there's a big article here about shopping for airline tickets. A lot of this, if you're a regular reader of my blog, you already know a lot of this. But they say here, get rid of the cookies out of your browser. Clear your cache. Search from a private browser. And here's what they're getting into here with this article. What they're saying is that based on you as a customer, they're creating like a profile of you as a customer when you come to their shopping portal, and you're going to get the price that they think you're going to pay. And they're saying in this article that the FTC is even looking into this practice. Here's what this means. Do you remember in the movie Vacation when the Griswolds had the big crash with their station wagon? They then find the local mechanic, and Clark Griswold says to him, how much is this going to cost? And the mechanic says, how much you got? And that's what they're saying is going on when you shop for airfare using the internet, that through sophisticated technology, they can figure out, for example, how many different websites you've been to looking for that deal fare. Maybe what you've paid in the past, a lot of different things, where you're physically located. So I've heard, for example, if you're someone where if you're shopping for airfare and they think that you are in a poorer country, like if from your browser, if they know you're in the United States, as opposed to maybe you're in Mexico, they're going to charge you more because you're in the United States. So they're saying block all of this by using like a privacy browser Because what's happening is they're taking into account all of these factors. Like, you know what? This guy doesn't seem like he's shopping us out too much. In the past, he's paid a higher price, and we're not going to show him our best price. We're just going to show him a price we think that he's going to go for. And man, that's dark. If that's true, that's really dark. But this is not unique to this article. I am seeing this over and over and over again, that you need to clear your cookies or use a private browser when you're shopping for airfare, because this is called so-called dynamic airline pricing, which it's not surge pricing. That is, you know, as the flight gets more popular, more people are trying to buy that. And they're already doing those kinds of things. But this is basically profiling you as an individual and saying, wow, this person is in the U.S., they can pay more, or this person isn't really shopping us against a lot of other sites. And they know this from information they can get from your browser. So this is why using a private browser is so important. I'm hearing this too about other things, that when you're shopping online, to use a private browser, like the incognito browser inside of Chrome, because a lot of websites are now doing this dynamic pricing. And you'll get better deals if you're using a private browser. I don't know to what degree it's true or not, but I'm hearing it from so many places. I got to believe that there's a little bit of truth to it. Well, if you haven't filed your tax return yet, there's no need to panic, because you still have 2 days. You have until midnight. They always do this, right? The news reporters, they go out to the post office, the one post office in town that's still open at midnight to take your tax return, and people always show up for that. In any case, you have until Tuesday. Tomorrow is a holiday. Monday is a holiday. It's called Emancipation Day in the District of Columbia. So you'll get an extra day. You'll get until Tuesday. If you can't file, you can file an extension and get an automatic 6 month additional time to file. But you've got to file the extension by Tuesday, and you've got to pay an estimate of what you owe. All right, we'll be back with our good friend L.A. Marzulli in hour number two. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.